Archibald was settling down a little. He drew a deep, shaky breath.
He accepted his fate quite calmly, it seemed.
Yes.
Do you know the meaning of the symbol he drew on the ground? The analemma?
Something occurred to me. Hey, I said, how do you know all of this stuff? Have they been letting you watch Spielies? He was glad to have an excuse to declaim about something. It settled him right down.
I forget you know nothing of the Convox. Whenever they wish to say something to everyone, for example, when Jeshri came back from space, they summon us to a so-called plenary in the nave of the Unarians, the only place big enough to hold the entire Convox. Rules are relaxed. They show us Spielies. Anyway, there was an all-day plenary, most enervating, after the visitation of Orithena.
Is that what they're calling it? I could see him nodding. It was hard to make out details through the poly, but I feared he might be trying to grow a beard again. Well, I said, I spent a few days with him before the events you saw on the Spiele. Of course, I saw the original analemma, the ancient one on the temple floor.
Now that must have been something,
Archibald gushed. It was. Especially now that we can never go back, I said. But as for the analemma that Orlo drew on the beach, I'm afraid I didn't get any special insight to decode the meaning of...
Is something the matter?
Archibald asked a few seconds later, for I had trailed off. I just remembered something, I said. A remark Orlo made. The last thing he said to me before the probe fired its thrusters, the geometers must have deciphered my analemma. Too much was happening for me to ask him what it meant.
And then it was too late,
Archibald said. Orlo's death was still new enough that we had to stop talking for a few moments whenever it came up in conversation. But both of us were thinking. A phototype on the wall of his cell at Bly's Butte, I said, showed the analemma. The ancient one.
Yes,
Archibald said.
I remember seeing it.
Almost as if it were the equivalent of a religious symbol to him, I said. Like the triangle is to certain arcs.
But that doesn't explain his remark about the geometers deciphering it,
Archibald pointed out. We sat there puzzling over it for a few more moments, but could make no headway. So, I said, at the plenary after Jeshri came back from space... Did you see what happened to the Warden of Heaven?
Did you?
He asked. Then both of us were silent for a minute,
daring each other to say something funny and inappropriate. But somehow it didn't seem like the right time yet.
How are the others? He sighed.
I don't see much of them. We have all been assigned to different laboratoria. Paracline is absolute bedlam, of course. And we have chosen different Lucubs.
I could only guess at the meanings of those words. But maybe you can at least tell me how they are doing?
You need to know it is different for Jeshri and Ayla,
he began.
Why? Because they were summoned in Voco. They died, as do all whose names are called out thus, and they had to begin new lives. Some of them quite liked it. All of them got used to it. Then, suddenly, weeks later, the thing changed into a Convox.
They had to undie.
Yes. You should expect some awkwardness.
Awkwardness? Well, at least something about this place will be familiar then. Archibald cleared his throat instead of laughing.